Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, April 1st, 2025. Maine Congressional District 1 Congresswoman Shelley Pingree and Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, the top Democrats on the subcommittees that oversee funding for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, are sounding the alarm over what they say are the EPA's illegal plans to dismantle the Office of Research and Development, or ORD, and fire hundreds of scientists nationwide. The warning follows the EPA's reported plans to slash the ORD by potentially eliminating 50 to 75% of the office's positions and severely impacting scientific research. In a letter to the EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin on Friday, Pingree and Merkley wrote, quote, "Dear Administrator Zeldin, we write to express alarm regarding the EPA's plan to eliminate its Office of Research and Development, a blatant assault on science, public health, and the agency's core mission. This reckless decision would erode the agency's scientific foundation to the benefit of polluting industries at the expense of working-class communities and exacerbate climate change. It's a betrayal of EPA's obligation to the American people to understand and use the best available science and a violation of the law. For decades, ORD has been the backbone of independent science-based policymaking at EPA. Its groundbreaking research has helped curb air and water pollution, regulate toxic chemicals, and protect communities from industrial waste. By dismantling ORD, you would gut the agency's ability to conduct independent research and hand over environmental policy to industry insiders. The proposal is not about efficiency or improvement. It's a deliberate effort to strip away regulatory safeguards that protect ordinary Americans while boosting profits for the wealthiest polluters. Reports detail EPA's intent to dismantle ORD and terminate more than 1,000 critical positions, including chemists, toxicologists, and biologists. This so-called reduction in force follows a pattern of politically motivated purges, where public servants reinstated by court orders remain sidelined while allegiance to the president and his fossil fuel benefactors, not expertise, determines who stays and who goes. To state the obvious, EPA is required to conduct research and develop the best available knowledge to support implementation of its regulatory authority. Your actions will have devastating consequences. They will weaken scientific oversight, eliminate critical regulatory safeguards, and give polluting industries unchecked influence over environmental policy and ultimately human health. Stripping EPA of its independent research capacity would transform the agency into a rubber stamp for corporate interests rather than a protector of public health and the environment. Eliminating ORD does not create jobs, does not promote economic growth, and does not serve the American people. It endangers public health and the environment. Over just the past decade alone, EPA researchers have produced groundbreaking research on cancer-causing chemicals, and then it lists some of the scientific names. It gets into DDT and PFAS. I won't get into all the technical details in that paragraph. It concludes, for example, ORD developed tools for monitoring SARS-CoV-2 levels in wastewater to assess community infection rates, assessed damage to human and marine health after the April 2010 explosion and collapse of the Deepwater Horizon oil drilling rig in the Gulf of Mexico, and studied the conditions of coastal waters and drinking water infrastructure following Hurricane Katrina. The next paragraph is written in legalese. It outlines the laws and codes that they believe are violated by taking this action. I'll skip over that for time's sake. The letter concludes, quote, "We strongly urge you to immediately reverse course and abandon this dangerous plan. The integrity of the EPA scientific research must be preserved to ensure sound policymaking and the continued protection of public health and the environment. The American people will not stand by while their air, water, and communities are sacrificed for the profits of a few," end quote. That letter was sent from Maine CD1 Congresswoman Shelley Pingree and Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon, the top Democrats on the subcommittees that oversee funding for the U.S. EPA, to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin on Friday. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.